This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans with stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen as veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served. We'll also speak with experts who have valuable experience working with veterans through their recovery journeys. I'm Walter Storholt, filling in for Mark Killian today. Welcome to another episode of Untold Valor. Today, we have a very special guest joining Reverend Ben and I. It is Colly Turner, the founder and executive director of the veteran service organization Heroic Gardens, located in the Philadelphia region. And since 2018, the nonprofit has assisted U.S. veterans and their families as they learn to experience the healing power of plants and nature. Colly, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I can't wait to hear about Heroic Gardens, a little bit about your journey and how Heroic Gardens changes the game for veterans and what it brings to the table. So share a little bit with us to get started about maybe your personal background, perhaps your family's history with military service and this organic gardening that has kind of inspired the journey of Heroic Gardens today.
Absolutely. I'd love to. And you make a great point. I am not a veteran. I am a civilian. But I was raised in a family of veterans. My grandfather and my father are both veterans. And the other piece of this is that my grandparents and my parents were both gardeners slash farmers. So there was sort of this, always this intrinsic connection in my fabric of not only, you know, the military and service to community, but also the aspect of sustainability, being organic, and the important impact that plants have in our daily lives, which I think is something that, unfortunately, all of us tend to forget.
That's a great point.
So it's really fun for me when I meet veterans on a job, and they, you know, the first thing they do when they don't know me is I'm met with a degree of skepticism, and they say, "Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this for us?" And I actually pull out my grandfather's military ID from World War II, and that pretty much ends the conversation because they get to see my why. You know, he definitely was my best friend, and he really was sort of the catalyst as to why I started the organization. He, having his own vegetable garden, he was, when he came back from service, he moved his family to Summers Point, New Jersey, and he had a huge vegetable garden, and it remained there. And, you know, I was born and I was in that garden with him as a small child, not recognizing what was happening, right? I was too young, but he was using it as a healing outlet. And it was reflected in the abundance of vegetables and different flowers and the pollinators that it attracted. He spent so many hours there. And it was that love of being in the garden and, you know, my time spent with him there that really sort of brought me back to become my own gardener when I had my own yard.
What do you think it is about that experience? Is it just kind of being in nature? Is it working with your hands in a peaceful way? I mean, what do you think really is sort of the benefit of, from his perspective, like what else is he getting out of that gardening and that experience and what people continue to get out of it today on all the veterans that you're working with?
Yeah, look, there's science behind this, which is really cool. And if you grow up working with plants, you may not think about the scientific elements and foundation behind it. But what you do think about is how good you feel, right? How open you feel. And there is this connection that, you know, the actual science behind it is that it is proven to help with many aspects of the human body. We're talking about physical rehabilitation. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about socialization, right? You're growing something, perhaps you're giving it to someone else. The cognitive benefits, this overall sense of purpose, and, you know, finally, the stress reduction and the coping skills. I think, you know, when you're working to care for something else, what are you thinking about? Well, you're thinking about that. You're not focusing on potentially the struggle that you have. And, you know, a lot of what we talk about with veterans is really trying to help them understand that they're okay who they are at this moment, right? The hospital may not see them as having a struggle because it's what is known as the invisible wounds of war. It doesn't matter because they are struggling. So if we can offer them the opportunity to help unravel that and help them get on with their lives, we are very, very grateful to be that conduit.
Seems like you had some really good interaction with your grandfather as well in that garden. I imagine just the, yes, one element of it is the work that he got to do in the garden, but it also brought you into the fold, right? And it turned you guys into best friends, and you had this extra relationship. So it's an activity that encourages others to come and take part. I got to imagine that's half the benefit of it. Are you still seeing that with your organization today? It's the interaction as much as it is the activity of gardening?
It's a great question, and we are. And let me give you some examples. You know, we may work with somebody in a neighborhood where they might not know their neighbors. And by the time our volunteer team is finished working with them on their property, either side notices, people come out and they're supportive. And the whole demeanor of not only the veteran and their family shifts, but the people in the neighborhood. I mean, we have been known to cause, you know, changes in blocks, right? People taking charge, they see what's happening. They see the physical, mental impact. They can see the mental changes, right? The shift in somebody. And it incites them to get involved and maybe take care of themselves as well. So we are, you know, what started off as a very simplistic idea to help veterans reclaim the outside space because it's an expense that a lot of people can't afford to do, frankly, has really turned into, you know, a transformative opportunity, not only for the veteran and their families, but for all of our volunteers as well.
Can you take me under the hood just a little bit of how the organization works? And if a veteran, you know, needs help or wants to engage, are these community gardens that are built? You help transform their outside spaces at their homes. What is the actual execution of kind of the day-to-day plans of Heroic Gardens and how you're helping those veterans?
Yeah, let me tell you how the sausage is made here.
Perfect.
Okay, we've got four programs. And let's talk about that first one. It's called Land Transformation. So I always correct people when they say, are you a landscaping company? No, not at all. You know, we're a little bit land transformation and we're a little bit like fairy godmother. Veterans can come to our website, and often it's family members of veterans. If they are 250% or higher, the federal poverty guideline, they fill out the application and they send it in. If the committee decides that it's something we want to explore, we will do a site visit. So that gives us an opportunity to meet the family and the veteran, see the property, see the neighborhood, really talk to the veteran about what their dreams are with their property. And sometimes, you know what? It's a patio on a condominium. Sometimes it's a huge backyard. It doesn't matter. As long as we can see that there is ongoing commitment and engagement and understanding, we are there to embrace the veteran 100%. So these opportunities take place, they're seasonal, right? Because we are based in the Philadelphia area. So in the spring and fall, we will have anywhere from 7 to 9 of these projects per season. We book out a season ahead. So if people are interested, we can probably squeeze you in for fall of 2024, but we are booked for spring. We invite teams of volunteers out. They are broken into teams that day. Everybody has a task to accomplish, and we finish in under 4 hours. It's a very joyful, hardworking initiative that has tremendous results for everyone. So that's our land transformation. And, you know, what we've seen from that, again, going back to the socialization, we've seen people call us and say, hey, you know what? I decided that working in this garden has helped me lose weight, or I've decided I want to eat better, or I've decided I'm actually going to go out and get a job because I have more confidence. So these are all, you know, positive elements of feedback that we're receiving based upon, again, we're not changing their lives. They're changing their lives, but we're showing them an avenue that maybe open the door to a better life.
Absolutely. If I could interject, Carly, as a veteran with PTSD, I can truly see the benefits of, you know, working with the plants and things like that. Because truly, anything that takes a veteran outside of his head, it's a good thing. And also, the therapeutic value of working with the plants and with others, building community, and not to mention the environmental factors that these plants also bring, as they brighten up communities and turning areas green, you know, turning concrete jungles into green, bring some green back into society. And so I definitely see the therapeutic value of what you're doing, and I really appreciate you.
Thanks, Rev, and I couldn't have said it any better.
That's fantastic. I love hearing the stories and exactly how you're engaging with the community and the types of transformations you're doing. And I know you have other programs, Kali, as well. And we had time to highlight the land transformation one today. But I also understand that the windowsill program, the Mission Windowsill program, won an award back in 2022 as one of the top five programs in the country. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we actually worked with the VA, with the Veterans Empowerment Center in West Philadelphia, to develop a program that highlighted their whole health program. So they have eight core tenets, and it could be, you know, with the veteran in the center, right? So the self is in the center. And these tenets could be anything from nutrition to relationships to spirituality to exercise and movement. And what we do is we would pair one of our activities in connection with one of the tenets. So there's an actual like curriculum around what you are accomplishing with the VA. And as a result, this program, was awarded a commendation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we were thrilled because, you know, this really was at the time, the VA taking a chance on a program they had only known virtually during COVID. And now what's happened is, as a result, we are in vet centers across Philadelphia and the suburbs. And hopefully, you know, if you were to say to me, what's your 3 to 5 year look like? You know, we really do see the need to be in major cities that serve as veteran hubs to be able to offer this programming. And that's where we want to be, for sure.
Yeah, that is excellent. And really neat to hear about your future plans and visions as well. I see that in 2023, you helped more than 700 veterans, and you had almost 300 volunteers as well. So two-part question, if you can give us the details for any veterans that want to get engaged with the program and one of the different programs that you've got, but also with volunteers too, if somebody wants to volunteer, what are the best ways for them to reach out and to get plugged in? What different options are there?
Sure. Well, I mean, we're on every social media. You can, you know, reach out to us on Instagram, on Facebook. You can reach out to us through our website, which is heroicgardens.org. And let us know. We have on our website, we actually have a volunteer page, and we list out all of the events that we have coming up, whether they are at individual veterans' homes or we actually help out with VFWs, war memorials, cemeteries. We try to go wherever, you know, we are called, and it's very powerful. And we're kicking off April, opening season with our fourth year working on a community park in Stratford, New Jersey. Last year, we actually installed a bocce court. And we've turned this park into sort of like it was this space that was kind of being vandalized and didn't have purpose. And, you know, now it is a place where they have activities with, it's multi-generational. So veterans might do activities with their grandkids. We know that the nearby Jefferson Hospital affiliate, the doctors take their patients there for walks. So we're very proud of the fact that in that community, their Veterans Memorial Park has a sense of purpose and pride, and that we're a part of it. And that's really what we aim to do with anything that we touch.
That's excellent. And we will link to your contact information in the description of today's show so people can find that easily, heroicgardens.org. And we'll put the social media links in there as well. So just check the show description if you want to find that, folks. And as you reflect a little bit here, Kali, on your journey with Heroic Gardens and what the starting it before the pandemic and then navigating this activity through the pandemic and now kind of on the backside of that kind of life-changing thing that we all faced, what are you most proud of and what have you learned along the way that you're going to kind of take with you into the future endeavors that you've talked about?
Well, there are very good people in the world. Let's start with that, that want to help. And I think when you find something, when an individual finds something, I know for myself personally, and you feel that it is, you know, you feel strongly that it's the right direction, have the faith in yourself, because literally every day there is a new opportunity and a new challenge. I'm not going to say it's all, you know, unicorns and rainbows. Definitely challenges along the way and bumps. And I'm very open about some of them because they're, you know, they're totally rookie mistakes. But the flip side of that is when you do good in the world, it comes back tenfold. And, you know, if we can help as many veterans as possible, again, just open themselves up to whatever big thing they will have happen to them in their lives, because they will, then we've done our job.
Well said. I think that resonates well with the mission of our show, with the mission of Heroic Gardens as well. Reverend Ben, any final thoughts or questions from your side of things?
Yes, Kali. Again, I just wanted to say thank you for your you guys coming up with this concept. And, you know, it's opening doors for veterans whose minds you probably wouldn't consider working with plants or any other things like that. But anything that takes a veteran outside of his head, something positive, and the fellowship involved is fantastic. And I'm actually looking forward to the experience myself. Thank
awesome.
You very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And it's really great to meet you. And I am looking forward to seeing you out on the volunteer field there.
Absolutely. The best to you, Kali. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Again, go to heroicgardens.org, and we will link to that in the description of today's show. And you can find out all sorts of great information about the organization, the different programs that they have. And I love, Kali, that you guys have put a lot of your stories on the website, too. So if you want to go read about the past work and the impacts that have been made, you can go read all these great individual stories on the website, too. So it's a great way to learn a little bit more information. And if you can't get out and help garden and volunteer and assist in those ways, you can always donate. And there's a link to do that on the website as well. Kali, thanks one more time for being with us, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again down the line.
All right. Thank you.
All right. For Kali and Reverend Ben, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you next time right back here on Untold Valor.
You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free help and hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help, because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compere Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compere Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.